Money is energy. Because it's energy, it's always moving and flowing. But in addition to money flowing away from those who feel that there's a shortage of it, money also flows away from those who mismanage it. In order to make money move, you have to invest and be investable. That means you have to put money out there, money has to move, and then you have to have capacity for money to flow into your life experience. You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, the place to be for high-level conversations about all things millions. Your mission, mindset, methodologies, mandate, movement, messaging, marketing, metrics, and most definitely your money. I am your host, spiritual business growth coach, Dr. Darnell J. Harmon. Join me each week for inspiring stories, powerful interviews, and business growth strategy to help you experience abundance in your life because of your business. If you're ready to move to your next level everything, let's get this party started. Welcome back to a new episode on the Move to Millions podcast. It's your girl, Dr. Darnell. Before we jump in today, just in case you happen to be new around here, first and foremost, I want to say welcome. I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join us on the movement that is Move to Millions. And just so we're clear and just so that we're on the same page, the Move to Millions has never been about getting your business to make $1 million a year. But let's also be clear that before you can make millions, you've got to make that very first million. And I am of the belief is that a seven-figure business is the floor, not the ceiling. And so around here and everything that it is that we do, we are about the convergence of spiritual principles with business growth strategy and financial literacy. In this podcast, you'll come to learn that it's about so much more than your business. We are going to get into the undercurrents, your unconscious or subconscious mind, and how it is impacting the way your money moves in your life and therefore in your business. We're on a mission to normalize wealth, legacy, and abundance. And I'm not just talking about money. It's also about the impact and the legacy that you created. We created our Move to Millions method now in our 2.0 version, which is our proven methodology and framework that gets our mid to high six-figure entrepreneurs to doing seven or eight figures every single year. And if you are new around here and you have just started on this train called Move to Millions, you absolutely need to make sure that you get a copy of the Move to Millions method. So if you go to movetomillionsmethod.com, that will help you to get started. And while I have your attention, if you have yet to rate and review this podcast, I need you to do me a favor. Right now, we're in about 133 countries around the world, and I'm so excited, but I know there's more because I'm doing work that will shift the trajectory financially, spiritually, generationally. I know that more people need to hear this powerful message, and your rating and your review will help more people to learn about this powerful podcast. So thank you in advance. However you listen every single week, taking a quick moment and rating and reviewing the show. In today's episode, I think I'm going to be stepping on a few toes or snatching a few edges, but it has to be said. We are rounding out Financial Literacy Month. Financial literacy is so important to me because I was raised financially illiterate. I was born to drug-addicted, turned crack-addicted parents, and my early definitions of money flowered who I became once I became an adult. If you spend any amount of time in my space, then you've heard me talk about your inner seven-year-old, right? From birth to the age of seven, you are literally being formed. Everything you take in, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, is shaping the experiences that you will live when you're 30, 40, 50, and beyond years old. And for most of us, what we were taught about money, regardless of whether we were born into a family with resource or not, is what creates the relationship that we have with money and how we see money, how we see ourselves, and how we begin to shift and change. Now, because most of us were raised to believe that money was taboo and you don't talk about money and you don't tell anybody how much money you make, and asking those kind of questions are intrusive and just plain out rude, money has a stigma and a taboo that we don't readily understand. I remember being six and having that first realization of money when my mom backhanded slapped me and told me that money is only for what you need. I remember being 13 and going to my father asking for $20 and him saying to me, money doesn't grow on a tree out back. I remember many times over the years when my dad told me I had to work twice as hard for half as much and I better be grateful to get what I got. And I equated all of that to money. I remember being 16 years old and getting my bank statement and realizing that $7,500 was no longer mine because my father took it. And I remember the lessons that gave me about money. I remember graduating from high school or about to graduate from high school and my father telling me that if I wanted to go to college, it was on me because he had nothing for me. I remember getting that full scholarship and being so elated to be able to be in college, to shift the trajectory of my life. And by the time I graduated, having enough credit card debt to have had student loan debt, although I was there on a full scholarship, I remember being in my early 30s with $250,000 of credit card debt. I remember standing in front of the bankruptcy trustee, literally hoping and praying that they would discharge my financial illiteracy. And I remember the defining moment of being told that I needed to report for a financial literacy course. So we're in financial literacy month. We're wrapping up financial literacy month. We got one more day after this podcast episode drops. And it is important to me as entrepreneurs and small business owners that as we build these businesses that serve us financially and spiritually, we do so by creating financial legacy. Go ahead and pass down your macaroni and cheese, sweet potato pie, and banana pudding recipes. But can we also pass down something they can fold so that we can give the next generation a leg up? I believe your business was uniquely qualified and positioned to do that. But here's who I'm talking to today, because all of that history is just about my financial illiteracy. We're going to talk about what's happening with you. So this episode is for you. It's for you if you have ever invested in yourself through something. Now, I'm a coach and consultant, so I'm talking primarily in this moment about coaching and consulting programs. You invested. You signed the non-cancelable client agreement. You made the first few payments. And whether life happened to you or the results weren't happening as fast as you would like, you then decided to check out on the agreement that you had signed, allowing your integrity to be called into question. And you're today out in the marketplace meandering as if you don't owe somebody money. I'm talking to you today. And I want to talk to you specifically because I want to make sure that you understand. If you remember, I believe it was Bill Cosby who did a comedy special and he was talking about being beaten. Maybe it was Richard Pryor. I don't know. It was one of the greats. And they were talking about being beaten by their parent. And their parent said, it's going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
If you love the Move to Millions podcast and the Move to Millions book is blowing your mind, then you have got to join us for Move to Millions Live. All the details are waiting for you to secure your seat at movetomillionsevent.com.
The reviews are in. Move to Millions, the proven framework to become a million-dollar CEO with grace and ease instead of hustle and grind, is a bestseller. With thousands of copies sold, we are raising a generation of million-dollar CEOs. You got next. Grab your copy in our bonuses today at movetomillionsbook.com. See, those of you who have signed up for coaching programs, consulting programs, whatever you have signed up for that you did not finish and you did not finish paying, this is for you. You think that you dipping out on the obligation, the agreement that you signed, is going to hurt the coach, the consultant, whomever the person is. But I submit to you today, and what we're going to get into, is that it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt them. Now, I'm a business owner. I've been in business for 16 years. The first few years, we call those the lost years. We don't talk about those years, but we've had 13 amazing, strong years. And over these past 13 years, we went from a sprinkle to a handful to more than I would like to have had happen in my business. People enrolling in our coaching programs and defaulting on the program. So I also want to say, before I get into what I really want you to understand, because this is the thing I wish I could say to those who choose to default on a program with me or someone that I know. Because there have been some of you who have come to try to come into my program that owe my friends money, and I won't take you because you can't be trusted if you're not willing to handle your obligations. And this is what I always wished I could say. Now, I won't say it because I'm not in the business of, number one, convincing people to let me change their lives. And number two, I believe, as Galatians 6 and 9 says, which as it reads, do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. A man will reap what he has sown. I believe that what you are doing is going to come back on you. I believe that money is a mirror. And I believe that the way you show up in and around and for money, what you do with it, how you respect it, the level of integrity that you show up in as it pertains in it, will determine how it flows or doesn't flow in your life experience. You've heard me say oftentimes that money flows away from those who feel there's a shortage of it. And that is true. But let me tell you what else, or who else money flows away from. Those who enter agreements and relationships and don't honor them. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to tell a story. I'm not going to say any names, but we had a client a few years ago that enrolled in a 12-week program with me. And they enrolled in that program within the first 30 days of being enrolled in the program. Oh, let me give you numbers. So the program was $12,500. Our payment option at that particular point in time, I'm being vulnerable and transparent and hopeful that it'll help you. It'll help those of you who are listening that are doing this. And it'll help those of you who are entrepreneur and business owners who have had this done to you. Enrolls in the program, 12.5. The deposit was 2,500. We got the deposit and we got the next two payments. So we got a total of $7,500 from this particular client. And that was over 60 days. During that 60 days, they were fully engaged in the program. They were implementing the strategies that we suggested that they get, that they do. And they created $45,000 in revenue. Now, surely I made a $12,500 investment. I've paid $7,500 of that in, and I've got a return of $45,000. Surely that would be reason enough to manage the obligation and to see how far we could take this thing, right? That would be reason enough. That's what I would think. And so then something happened. I'm on a group call with this particular client, and the client asks a question to which they didn't like my response. And as a result of not liking my response to the question, my response was not disrespectful. My response was backed by 12 years of unprecedented, proven strategy and insight, not theory. And it was a recommendation based on how well I knew their business. Because one of the things that I can say when you come to work with us in our programs, you're not just a number. You're not just a credit card transaction. We get to know your business and we know what works for your business. In fact, when we first start working with a client, we do a detailed 200 question assessment and gap analysis. And we do that because we want to identify the gaps that exist. And we want to turn those gaps into gateways, into proven actionable strategy that as you implement, it will produce whatever it is that you're needing. For many clients, the very first thing is getting their cash flow up, getting more revenue into the business and increasing their cash flow. And the reason we do that is because if you don't have consistent cash flow, you will stay in hustle and grind and desperation mode in your business, and then you won't be able to systematize it and create strategy and insights that allows you to operationalize your business and truly become a CEO, right? So because this particular client didn't like what I said, I imagine we didn't have a conversation immediately after them not liking what I said, but they checked out of the program at that point in time. About 3 weeks go by, I reach out to the client, we get on the phone, we have a conversation. They expressed to me how that made them feel. I apologize because it was not my intention to make them feel anything other than recognizing that the idea that they stated was not one that I would recommend for their business and their ideal client because of all of the data that I shared with them specifically about it. In that conversation, we agreed that they would re-engage and that, you know, they would finish out the program. Yet they reneged on that. And they began to default and dodge. Okay. Now, As a coach and consultant that is doing the work that God called me to do, it is often that I get in my feelings and not like get in my feelings because I care, right? And in this particular instance, as with many instances back then in that particular area of my business, I felt a way. I felt a way because I knew what could happen to change the situation for the client. But I also do not believe in convincing. I don't operate in that energy. I operate in abundance at all times. And I believe that convincing others is lack. And so I recognized that they had made a decision that this is what they were going to do for themselves. And I chose to honor that decision. I chose to forgive them and release them. I ran the forgiveness protocol. I moved on about my business. And if I had an opportunity to have another conversation with this particular client, and this is just one, there might be people listening to this episode right now that actually owe us money for services that we've rendered, for agreements that they sign in our coaching programs. And this is what I would have said to them. And this is what I would say to you. What people seem to not understand about financial literacy, right? When we think of financial literacy, we want to think about budgeting. We want to understand the banking system. And don't get me wrong, that is absolutely a part of financial literacy. But what we have to understand is that as practical as money is also spiritual, because money is currency and currency is energy. And our ability to understand the energetic flow that is associated with the financial resource is going to be an indication of how much of that we get to bring into our life experience. And so here's what I would say to you. If you have ever entered into a coaching, consulting, any agreement, and you did not resolve, you did not finish the program and you did not finish paying, even when you didn't feel like you were getting what it is that you were doing. Because when that happens, when you're not getting what you need, we're all adults and you should be an adult and you should have an adult conversation with the person who didn't do what you wanted them to do. And listen, let me just also sidebar and say this. Yes, I know life happens to people. I also know that often life will happen when what you're doing internally is not matching what you desire externally. So again, I say, do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. A man will reap what he sows. So this is what I wish I could say to those of you who have defaulted on the program. It's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt the coach, the consultant, the program that you dipped out on. And here's why. As I stated a minute ago, money is energy. And that means because it's energy, it's always moving and flowing. But in addition to money flowing away from those who feel that there's a shortage of it, money also flows away from those who mismanage it. In order to make money move, you have to invest and be investable. That means you have to put money out there, money has to move, and then you have to have capacity for money to flow into your life experience.
Are you ready for Move to Millions Live 2024? Well, registration is now open. It is going down May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. You have to be there if you have millions on your mind. If you think the book was something, wait until you get into proximity to your next level. The conversations, the clarity, the collaborations, and the community that is going to get you to and beyond the $1 million mark is waiting for you now. Go grab your seat at movetomillionsevent.com.
Want to know what it's like to work with me and the Incredible Factor University coaching team? You can get started today with the Move to Millions 90-Day Business Growth Planner. 90 days at a time, you'll be setting your business on a trajectory that will make the move to millions happen much faster for you. It's got everything that you need to track every strategy, every sale, all of your KPIs, as well as your self-care and life transformational needs. We made sure we left nothing out of this amazing planner. And by accessing the planner, you'll get a behind-the-scenes view of what it's like to work with me and my team. Go grab yours today at movetomillionsplanner.com.
While we are on this quick commercial break, let me take this opportunity to remind you that when it comes to making the move to millions, we've got you covered. I created my proven framework, the Move to Millions Method, to help you simplify, scale, and sustain a company that serves you financially and spiritually. From the book to the planner to our live event and tons of free cheat sheets to help you plan, prepare, and position your company to make millions, we are your full service resource. Learn more now by visiting movetomillions.com.
When I think about the law of circulation, which says money is expanding around us at an ever-increasing rate, it actually says abundance is expanding around us at an ever-increasing rate. So I'm going to make a slight modification into the universal law as an illustration to money to make this real and to make this make sense for you. So if money is expanding around us at an ever-increasing rate, if money never stops, except for the actions that we take, intentional or unintentional, that makes money stop moving. Now, money doesn't stop moving entirely. It just stops moving in your direction. Amongst the things that will make money stop moving are being offered a compliment, and instead of saying thank you, you justify, downplay, or dismiss. Not tipping when you go out to a restaurant. Undercharging, defaulting on relationships and agreements. And hey, this goes for your cell phone, your credit card bill, your mortgage, your car payment. Anywhere you're defaulting, you reverse the flow of money away from you. Now, this is where people think that they get away with it because they're still able to operate their business. But here's what I want you to know. You're getting a fraction of what has been earmarked and reserved for you instead of getting the fullness of what would have come to you if you had just continued with the obligation. Now, here's the thing. I have invested in myself through coaches and consultants and programs that did not meet my needs, that did not deliver what I was promised based on the marketing. And in those instances, I still honored the agreement and I still made the payments. Want to know why? Because money is a mirror. Because I don't want my clients to do that to me. So I don't do that to other people. If I didn't ask the right questions to validate that I was clear on what the deliverables would be on the program, that's on me as much as it's on them. And choosing not to honor a legally binding agreement that I signed is an indication of my integrity, not the coach's. Now, in all of those instances where I enrolled in programs where I didn't feel like I got what I needed, I could have had a V8. I had the right every single time to go and have a conversation with the coach. And often I chose not to. I honored the agreement. I still made the payments because I know that money moves when you invest and are investable. And when I have invested in those programs that did not serve me, that I still honored the agreement for, I've literally watched double, triple, quadruple for my trouble come into my business and into my life experience. So I say to all of you who are out here defaulting on programs and thinking you're getting away with something, you're not. And just because you still see revenue, just know that it's a fraction of what you would have gotten if you honored the agreement. See, there is an onus. And what I'm not trying to do, and just so that I'm clear, I am not trying to say that the coach or the consultant that you hired and defaulted on is in the right. I'm not saying that there's not a role or obligation that they play. I can speak for myself. In the circumstances where this has happened to me and my business, we deliver. Now, there is a point in time when you're not being paid that it is not smart to continue to offer what you promised as a part of the program, right? So there is a point in time when we stop delivering, but all of our agreements state that the full balance is due at the time of signing the agreement and a payment plan is offered as a courtesy. This is not a membership that you can choose to come in or out of at the time that works for your highest good. You've signed an agreement that says you're going to pay the full balance. And when you don't, you are in default, which is why as a business owner, we send our clients to collections. I'm going to do a whole nother episode on collections, why you should do it if you're not doing. I used to, earlier in my business, not do it because I said I didn't want to use my energy that way. But when you have clients who default and you don't hold them accountable to their default, you're leading them to believe that it's okay and they will continue to go do that for other people. Now, you may not get any of the money. You may only settle and get a portion of the money. We have done that with many clients where our collections agency or our attorney got involved and then it turned into a settlement. But what is important that you do is that you will hold people accountable to the decisions that they make. Because here's what we know. If it were your car payment or your mortgage, you would be foreclosed or repossessed. You don't get to keep living in the house and driving the car if you don't pay. And so for those of us as business owners that are allowing clients to default in our programs without any consequences and repercussions, you're setting a dangerous precedent. So you have to be careful. For those of you that are doing the defaulting, just know it's almost like Whoopi said, because I don't think Fantasia said it the same exact way in the new Color Purple. So I'm going to go back to Whoopi. Imagine you can see me. For those of you who aren't seeing the video version of this episode, my fingers are up, right? Until you do right by me, nothing you touch is going to prosper. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. The Bible says, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. You think you're getting over when you default on a program, but I'm here to tell you that you're not. You might not even know what would have been waiting for you, what might have been coming for you had you honored the agreement that you signed, but you are out of integrity and it is not okay. Why am I talking to you about this at the end of Financial Literacy Month? Because this is an important part of financial literacy. When you sign an agreement, there is a responsibility, there is an expectation that you will honor the agreement that you said. All you have is your word. And if your word is shot to hell, then you really have nothing. And it will come out in your business. Now, let me tell you a story about that client that I referenced. Several years went by, because I think this was before COVID. So I think this was like 2018, 2019. This particular client is no longer in business. This particular client is working a job that is really beneath their level and their potential, because it was the only thing that they could get. And it got so bad for them. They had an immediate lift where they thought they were in the clear. They thought that they got away with it. And then eventually the bottom fell out. It wasn't enough. It was a fraction of what they were supposed to enjoy and experience. And they could not keep the balls in the air inside of their business. So now they're back working a job. Am I trying to say that this might happen to you? Not necessarily. I just want to make sure that you're clear that because money has to move, if you stop the flow of money movement because you are defaulting, then that flow moves away from you. And I want you to understand this, because I just don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it. I had to pause for a second and just process it. I wanted to say to myself, like, Darnell, is it worth it? Like, I don't think it's worth it, which is why I still have paid. I honor my word. Integrity is all that I have. And if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something. And I'm going to find the lessons in it. And I continue to show up fully. I continue to tune into all the things. I continue to be an active participant. Because even when I've enrolled in programs that didn't serve the need that I went into the program for, I've still gotten something out of it. Whether that means it was a relationship, whether that means it was other people in that community that ended up becoming clients, whether it means that it was stages that I had the opportunity to stand on, I always got something because I showed up and I was in integrity and I was honorable. Money is going to move, but money will move away from you when you default. And I want you to also, I had a conversation the other day with a previous client that I helped to get to the six-figure mark and friend. I definitely will count this person as a friend. And we were talking about a new program that he had just enrolled in. And I just asked the question, as I'm listening to him, I'm happy for him. I think, you know, the place where he's going is exactly the right place. When we did our work together, our relationship remains on the up and up and honorable and integrous and all of that. I have a tremendous amount of love, honor, and respect for the work that is done in the world as a result of the gifts and talents on the inside of this person. And as they were expressing where they were going, Holy Spirit brought to me where they had been. And some people that along the journey, they had defaulted on. And I could not in good conscience hearing this person talk about where they were going in this, you know, this new program and how they just knew this was it without bringing to their remembrance that they needed to go back and they needed to resolve those past defaults. And what I'm so excited about is the coachability of this former client and friend and how they owned it. And they decided to make a plan of how they were going to make it right. And the reason I wanted them to do this is because I don't want them to miss anything that God has for them. You've probably heard this story before, right? Man dies and gets to heaven. The angel is walking them around and like just giving them the tour and walks them to this huge room. Man says, well, what's in there? And angel says, this is the room that holds all the gifts that we desired to give you while you are on earth, but you didn't actually get to experience because of the decisions that you made. And when I thought about this person, I did not want him to miss everything that I can see. Y'all know I've got this prophetic money anointing, and I can literally look and see what the end is going to be for people. I did not want him to get to the finish line and not have everything that God earmarked and reserved for him. And I say the same thing for you. So if you have defaulted, you're thinking about defaulting, don't do it. Don't do it. If you fall on a financial hardship, be honest, be open, be vulnerable, be transparent. Make a payment plan so that you stay in right standing. Even if you only can give them $100, $200, $50, continue paying into the obligation that you made, the agreement that you signed with your integrity. It will go a long way to restoring your financial situation. I have literally seen clients who hit a wall, hit a hardship, did the best that they could, paid what they could, come out on the other side so much better because they kept letting money move instead of those who dodged and rewarded money, thinking that they could do better than money, that they wouldn't experience the principle of money. I don't desire that for you. So as we round out this financial literacy month, get your financial house in order. If you have defaulted, reach out to those people, make an arrangement, start paying something. It will make your situation change. It will make your money start moving back in your direction so that you can get to where it is that you truly desire to be. I pray this episode helps you.
Thank you for joining me for the Move to Millions podcast. The way I see it, you deserve a business that generates millions. We'd love to have you join us in May at Move to Millions Live to help you prepare, plan, and position your company for the $1 million mark. Visit Move to Millions event now to grab your seat. If you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move. See you next time. Take care.